And as you're being seated, you can find your place in Hebrews chapter number 13. Hebrews chapter 13 this morning. And we will be there momentarily, but for the last several months now, we have been in a series of messages here on Sunday morning revolved around our overall theme for the year of being rooted and built up in Christ, and the subject being worship and the ear of God, or worship and the heart of God, either one we could use this morning. And this morning we finish up this series on worship as we look at Hebrews chapter 13. And as we do, I want you to, if you would, years ago, most of you know the story of the Titanic, and that ship was a very massive ship. And I want you to imagine, if you would, a massive cruise ship, just like the Titanic, and it's just got gliding, and it's gliding smoothly across the ocean. I mean, no problems whatsoever. Passengers are on the ship. They're enjoying the sunshine. They're enjoying the entertainment. They're enjoying the amenities of this cruise. And at the same time, while they're enjoying all of this, very few of them, if any of them, are actually ever considering the unseen engines and all of the machinery deep below deck. Those machines are just roaring with power, and that's what's propelling this mighty ship, this mighty vessel forward. Those machines are what are keeping this ship going forward. Well, this week, again, I was thinking about this concept of worship, and really, worship is the unseen engine of the Christian's life. Because oftentimes, worship goes unnoticed by the world. I mean, yes, we're here today, we see each other, we know that we're here worshiping God, but for the most part, the world this morning, on a Sunday morning, they're going about their day, they're going about their life. And sure, they might have it in the back of their mind that there are churches meeting and there are churches gathering, but for the most part, our worship this morning is going unseen by the human eye. And it's the very force that deepens our relationship with God. It's the very force that changes our hearts and moves us forward in faith. And so you're there this morning, Hebrews chapter number 13. And notice there, if you would, verses 15 and 16. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. The Bible says this: "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." You notice that phrase in verse number 15, "Let us offer the sacrifice of praise." That's what we want to explore for a few moments here this morning. The sacrifice of praise, and just how it strengthens our walk with God. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we thank you now for your love and your mercy towards us, again, when we're so sometimes undeserving of it. Now, Lord, as we open your word to study it and hear it preached, we pray that you would just again quiet our hearts and quiet our minds. Help us now, Lord, to focus on you and you alone. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. May the words I speak be those of you and you alone. And may the message this morning be a help, a challenge, and encouragement to these your people. And Lord, if there be one here this morning that know not Christ as their Savior, we pray they not leave this church without getting it settled 100% sure that Christ is their Savior, that heaven's their home. And Lord, for those that could not be here this morning, we think of Rose and of Kenny and of Nicole. Lord, we just commit them to you in your care this morning. Pray, Lord, you touch their bodies and heal them and bring them back safely to us. And now, Lord, for all that you'll do, we'll be careful to give you the praise and honor and glory for it. Meet with us now in a mighty way as only you can. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so we're here in Hebrews chapter 13 this morning. And the book of Hebrews, of course, it was written to Jewish believers who were tempted to revert to old religious practices under pressure. And the writer of Hebrews here, he is emphasizing the superiority of Christ. And he is calling the believers of Hebrews to a life of faith, to a life of sacrifice, and a life of continual worship. But he is not calling them to animal sacrifices. In quite the opposite, he's calling them to continual worship through something he calls here in verse number 15, the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise. And these two verses, verses 15 and 16, they give us some very practical instructions when we read it and when we think about it. Number one, offer continual praise. That's what the Christian's life is to be. God has been good to us. God has been extremely good to us. And we need to, as Christians, be sure that we're offering him continual praise for that which he's done for us. And listen, it's very easy, especially in our day and age, to moan and bellyache and complain and find something wrong in our world and in our society. But for the Christian, the first thing that ought to be on our lips, it should be praise. It should be continual praise. But not only that, secondly, we ought to live out our faith by doing good and by sharing. By sharing the gospel, by sharing what Christ has done for us, by sharing what God has done for us. You know, if God's been good to you this morning, why would you keep that a secret? Why would you keep that to yourself? You should want people to know how good your God is. You should want people to know how good your Savior is and let people know what God has done for you. But then not only that, but it also gives us the practical instruction of understanding that such worship pleases God. And so when we live our life with continual praise, and when we are doing good, and when we are sharing the good that God has done, that pleases God. That pleases our Heavenly Father. That pleases our Savior. And so there's three thoughts I wanted to see this morning from these two verses. Number one being this, and that is a strengthened relationship. A strengthened relationship. Worship strengthens our relationship with God. It helps us to draw near to Him in every moment. In every moment of life. Notice again chapter 13 and verse 15. First part of verse number 15, the Bible says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of God. I'm sorry, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And then he goes on to define what that sacrifice of praise is. Because you notice, you have, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, comma, that is comma. So he says, okay, as a Christian, you need to have a sacrifice of praise. Well, what is it? What is a sacrifice of praise? Last part of verse number 15. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You know, the Bible says, by their fruits, you will know them. And listen, this world will know us by our fruits. But when the world looks at you, hey, let's even scratch that. When your friends look at you, when your family looks at you, do they see a Christian that you are continually praising God? You are continually giving thanks to God? Or are you more of a pessimist? Are you more of a, you know, glass half empty type of person? Are you, you know, instead of, you know, looking for something to praise, you look for something to critique? That ought not to be on the lips of the believer. That ought not to be on the lips of the Christian. We ought to praise God. We ought to praise the Lord. We ought to give him praise continually. Worship, and this is what we have to remember, and we have to remember it every single day, because worship is more than just a Sunday activity. We don't just come and worship on Sunday and then we're free the rest of the week. No, worship is a daily activity. We ought to worship him daily. Worship him every single day. And when we do that, worship draws us near to God. And it helps us to refocus our heart on him amid all of life's distractions. Because what you'll find out very quickly is that life will offer you distractions if you allow it to. Years ago, I heard a pastor or a preacher, he once said basically to the effect, if you only praise God in the good times, then Satan would give you enough bad times that you never praised God. That's why the writer of Hebrews says, continually. The Bible says, I believe it's Thessalonians, in everything, give thanks. Now, I'm no scholar by any means, but I know what the word everything means. It means everything. That means in good times, that means in bad times. In everything, give thanks. Because God is in control no matter what. Whether things are going good, whether things are going bad, no matter what it is that happens, God is in control. And you know, the moment we realize that it's not us, it's him, guess what? We can relinquish all cares. We can relinquish all worries. We can relinquish all concerns, because we realize he has it under control. James chapter 4 and verse 8, the Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Now, I know we don't use them too much anymore, but, you know, think of a radio. In fact, most cars today, they don't even have radios anymore. And if they do, they're, you know, they're satellite kind or, you know, whatever. But very few actually have radios, or even radios at home, or whatever the case may be. But think of the radio. God is always broadcasting his presence. But oftentimes, as Christians, we're not tuned in. We're not on the right frequency. We're not on the right station. And that's where worship comes in. Because worship fine-tunes our hearts to hear his voice and feel his closeness and feel his nearness. And so this morning, when we choose to worship, listen, even in hard times, we open the door to a deeper relationship with God. And it strengthens that relationship. As that's what we see first this morning, a strengthened relationship. And then secondly, we see an honored transformation. An honored transformation. I believe with my whole heart this morning that God honors our worship. God honors our worship. And he does so by transforming hearts. He does so by transforming minds. He does so by transforming spirits. Notice there, second part of verse number 15. Hebrews 13, 15. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. True worship this morning is life-changing. True worship this morning is transforming. It shifts our focus from the problem to the provider. It shifts our focus from the problems to the greatness and goodness of God. Worship renews our minds and realigns our priorities. Notice there, if you would, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, I actually put the wrong slide in there, but Romans 12, 1 and 2, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, we all have at home, heck, even on our phones, we have a camera that can serve as a mirror. And a mirror reflects what is before it. For good or for bad, that mirror reflects what's in it. And now listen, sometimes we wake up in the morning, we go into the bathroom, we look into that mirror, and sometimes we don't like what we see. You know, for those of us that still have hair, we wake up with bed hair, we wake up with, you know, eye crusties, and I mean, it looks like we just went 10 rounds with Joe Frazier. And all we did was sleep. And so we get up, we shower, we brush our teeth, we comb our hair, and then all of a sudden we have a transformation. When we worship, we reflect God's glory. And in doing so, we are changed ourselves. Worship isn't just for God's benefit. It's for ours. And in worship, he molds us into his likeness. And then thirdly and finally this morning, we see a gracious response. A gracious response. Worship is just simply that. It's a worship or a response to God's grace. Notice there, if you would, verse number 16. Hebrews chapter 13. And verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Worship is a response to God's grace. It means we offer sacrifices of praise. Worship is our grateful response to God's abundant grace. Praising God and sharing his blessings with others are acts of worship. Psalm 116 and verse number 12, the Bible says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Every morning you and I wake up, the Lord gives us new benefits. The Lord gives us new mercies. The Lamentations, they're new morning by morning. It's like someone who receives a gift, and what do you do when you receive a gift? What instinctively comes to mind? Thank you. You know, someone gives you something, you say, thank you. By the way, that's something that's missing in our society today, isn't it? You know, you do something nice or something kind or whatever the case may be. No, thank you. Nobody says thank you anymore. But our worship is our thank you, our heartfelt thank you to God for His mercy, His salvation, and for His daily provision. And so when we worship through generosity, when we worship through service, when we worship through praise, we reflect a heart overflowing with gratitude. The truth of the matter this morning is this: the sacrifice of praise to God is essential to our life as Christians. It's simply the power that we can't afford to miss, because it is what draws us closer to God, is what transforms our hearts and our minds, and it is what expresses our grateful response to His grace. Listen, whatever you do this morning, don't underestimate worship. Don't underestimate it, because it's the spiritual engine that propels your relationship with God forward. And so the question you have to ask yourself this morning is this: are you offering to God a sacrifice of praise? Is that what is on your lips continually? Or when someone sees you coming, do they think, oh boy, here's another complaint, here's another criticism? It ought not to be that way. It ought to be, oh, they're going to come praising God. They're going to come praising the Lord. Listen, things might be falling apart all around them, but they're still going to have something to praise God about. That is what the sacrifice of praise is. And when that is our worship, it will change our lives. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed this morning. Nobody looking around.